and Deb Rees, experts in business, leadership and lifestyle.
Skilling your softly to a successful you. Emotions are your value.
Oh yes, we're in. We are up and running on our second take. Yes, I said it, second take. We were cut down by the internet earlier in the week. We had to realign, reschedule, and here I am with the amazing, beautiful. I'm not going to tell you yet who it is because you don't get to hear our broken up recording earlier in the week. You're not privy to that kind of material. But listeners, I love you. And I only want to bring quality to UK Health Radio. That's why Shashane said to me, Paul, forget it. We ain't going any further. I am calling this. This show is not going to happen. Like, what? No, it's not going to happen, Paul. We are moving on. And you will catch me later in the week. And I'm saying, okay. That's what's going to happen. Well, actually, it didn't quite go that way, but we had a mutual agreement of, whoa, our listeners deserve to hear quality radio, not broken up stuff. And Shashane has gone somewhere pretty logical at an Impact Hub today, which I didn't know was existed. But I'm going to bring that in a second because do I have a funky, wonky, wonky show for you today? Absolutely. Because we know we're in the world of digital mess, digital technology, and AI is becoming our mother. Did I just say that? Can you imagine we call AI our mother of mothers? Who knows where that will go? But you know what? Here's the thing. Why is Shashane here with us today? Because this lady understands the importance and the balance of what is staying real and, of course, putting out there the digital part of how we live in life. This lady is amazing. She is an emotional change therapist. Just one of her gifts, one of her super beautiful offers that she puts out there. But you know what, listeners, we are here today to bring some alignment. Stick with me here. Stick with me with this show when you think, oh, alignment, really, Paul? We're going into alignment again. No, this is different, man. This is different, listeners. And you might be thinking, okay, get on with it. No! Alignment doesn't get rushed. We're going to philosophize our way into this. Grab yourself a strong coffee, a super herbal tea, or whatever it is that tickles your wetness. Get in here, because here we go. I'm about to bring in someone into the show that is going to align you in your AI digital life in a way you've never been. Here she comes, all the way from Stockholm in Sweden, Paul. The wonderful, the amazing, the digital marketing sales business coach guru of the world, Shashane Young. Bring this lady in, Paul Rees.
Hello, hello, Paul. Good to be here, Paul. I love that introduction.
Second time round. Well, I got to practice it earlier in the week and we got cut off by the mother of mother, which is the internet. We got cut. There's a lot going on. But you know, Shashane, first of all, thank you for coming on. And here's the thing. First of all, we're going to go into the mess of digital technology and the mess of digital marketing. And please, I don't mean that as a negative at all. But you know what? Anything digital is designed to take from us, not to give to us, unless it has a purpose for software function. But even then, it means we are synthetically arranging in our life. You know, we don't write letters anymore, we write emails. We don't put heart to paper, we type on manufactured keyboards. You know, we don't, you never hear a mom or a dad open the door of the house and shout, oh, time to come in. We don't even hear parents shout for us to come in anymore. They send us a text. Do you know, we don't get that. Do you know when our parents would shout for us? All those things have been removed and been replaced with digital communication. That doesn't mean, though, that it's not important. It truly is. But also, we talked in our practice show that we did. let's call it that. Let's call it our practice show we did earlier in the week. And we talked about the stress that comes with digital marketing. As someone that needs to be marketed, and also as a digital marketing person, because you are constantly absorbing the complete stress of social media world. Shashane, that's your world. First of all, how do you manage that? How do you manage to manage that stress?
I don't, I mean, I don't want to say it, but actually, I don't scroll through a lot of social media myself. I use it as a producer and not so much as a consumer. So, and I also don't watch TV. I don't get engaged on screens in general. I don't read news. So, all of that is out. And because I only look at positive things, it's not actually that stressful because the algorithm keeps feeding me the positive stuff that I engage with. So you can actually use it to your benefit.
That is a gold nugget, girl. Let's just quick, we're not going to scan through that. That is massive. First of all, I said, Paul, are you as a producer, not a consumer? And because I only look for positive information, the algorithms delivers you positive information. I did not know that.
It does that. So the more you engage with a certain type of content, they will feed you more of the same content. That's how the algorithm works. So if you look at positive things, inspiring things, motivational things, that's what I get.
Okay, let's put this out there. Everybody, use your call to action. And you know what? Reach out to Shashane and share with her. And we're going to give all these details later, but use the call to action. Every day, you have to take at least 50% of your digital phone time and focus it on only positive information and see how that grows into your 100% return.
Yeah,
Because,
try
Shashane,
it.
you have just transformed how I see digital technology in the first, what is 6.55 minutes of my show.
I believe that is how it works. And for me, it works. So my world is pretty positive and not stressful
Wow.
at all.
Let's look at this, okay? Let's look at, digital tech, digital marketing. Now it's like any other market, there's a lot going on in there. And effectively, what you have to do is you have to take the procrastination, the imposter syndrome, all that that goes on in the person that effectively isn't biologically designed to throw himself in front of a camera and say, sell me, sell myself. You have to somehow manufacture something wonderful out of that in order to help market someone in business. That
Right.
is unique. That is pretty full on, girl. Not everybody is comfortable in marketing. I'm going to share something. 99% of business owners do not like selling.
True.
Isn't that crazy? Then we meet the Shoshane of the world and say, could you sell me? Okay. Now you have to figure a way of how you draw the positiveness out of that person who doesn't like selling in the first place because it's not ingrained in them because the word no is too big for them in their life from their childhood. And you have to now somehow place that energy into a marketing opportunity where I am going to go on a screen and I'm going to have to feel the energy from that screen into me to be interested in buying that product. That is pretty unique, do you not think?
Yeah, I think, I mean, I just had a coaching call just now, actually, and that was the issue with the lady. She hates selling. And I think all we have to do is reframe it. She's got an amazing product. If we're not selling it, how are we going to share with people? And I think that's quite easy to transmit even through a screen, right? To say, I can help you, let me do it, and really connect with them. And it's not really selling as seen as selling, but you are selling still.
Well, I'm going to come in now. We don't, I'm going to come in and just push back a little on that. Now, when we watch a music video, pop video, they have to really exaggerate their movements. And when you watch shorts, reels, people have to really exaggerate that life movement in order to create that energy. Now, in a sale, trying to get a business owner to do that is like pulling teeth. But then also, even in the message, if you're having to design a message for that business owner and they're accustomed to not selling. You actually have to create the energy of that message, that sale energy. That's not coming from them because they don't know how to sell. So you're having to synthetically build the energy of a sale into a message to go on to digital, go into digital marketing. That means you have to breathe for that person. That means you're having to get an understanding of their energy to put that energy into that marketing campaign. Again, that is emotionally technical.
It's language, right? We can do a lot of stuff through language and visuals, colors. Mm-hmm. It's all sorts of stuff we can do on digital marketing to transmit that same energy and the same message.
And let's look at that when you say transmit that message, transmit that energy.
Transmit.
There are two layers here, we can say. There's the unauthentic layer and the authentic layer of digital marketing. You know, I've seen digital marketing where you see a message, but then you go into that piece of marketing and it has no relation to the message that's been delivered on the shop window. Which, I mean, I do a lot of YouTube work and I understand my YouTube manager, when she builds a thumbnail, I'm thinking, wow, I can see where you built that, but I'm looking at my information in my video and I don't see how it relates to that. And she said, well, Paul, it's got to be captivating. I said, but it's got to be truthful too. And do you feel, and let's put it out there, do you feel, Shoshane, that there's a lot of digital marketing that's not authentic?
Yes, majority.
Wow.
And in fact, I would say the whole, it's not the fault of the marketeers themselves. I think a lot of the issue is because they don't particularly understand the business. We don't get involved until at the end stages after you've created a product or the services.
Mm-hmm.
So we come in and we just want to make it pretty. We want to sell your products. But actually what needs to happen is, I believe, for that to become more authentic is that we become much more integral to every business so that we know, understand exactly what it is that Paul is trying to say. Yes. How did you build that service? What is the customer? What is your message? How do you, like, we need to ask more questions. Mm-hmm. And in terms of a product, we need to be part of the product creation. Why was it created? How was it created? You know, what kind of KPIs are you measuring? Oh, we need to know all of that to market it authentically. Because when we don't have all of that information, that is when it comes across inauthentic. Because essentially, we didn't have the information. How can we communicate authentically based on 50% of the information? Yeah. And I think that's a big part of the problem.
Do you think, though, that coming back into, you know, the product, the business, digital marketing, you know, at the end of the day, that's numbers led. Could we say that it's numbers led, which means that you still have to, even being as authentic as you can be in building the digital marketing campaign, you're still expected to meet numbers.
Yes, of course.
So how do you create that balance?
I think the other thing as well, that it may seem inauthentic to you, that particular message, but it may not seem inauthentic to somebody else reading exactly that same message because they translated it differently. Wow. So that comes to messaging to different customers as well. So not everything that is put in front of you is actually for you.
Yeah.
Right. So that we need to understand who it is for. So if we are clear with who we want to communicate with, they may understand those wording differently to how you perceive it and how you look at it based on your perception of the world. So there is a little bit of translation going on as well. So, but it's a numbers game, yes, for sure.
Would you say though, Shane, look, thinking about that, you know, it's a when we think about translation, because we all read in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Is good digital marketing designed where it can't be translated, you absolutely will get it? Or is good digital marketing designed to offer a version of translation? Big question, eh?
Big question. I think there is no way to have a word that is not translated differently by different people because it's based on what your perception of that particular word is.
Yeah.
I could say yellow. You would translate it into a slightly greener yellow. For me, it's a brighter yellow or a reddish yellow. So I can't say yellow is 100% clear because it's not. there is always going to be a degree of translation in every word that we use. So I don't think it's possible.
That so eliminates a lot of, I'm going to say, the gray area of what I feel translation is. Yeah, and when it comes to digital marketing, listen, I've done a lot of marketing. No, I've paid for a lot of marketing over the years. Whether it's been Google Ads, Facebook, LinkedIn, these kinds of things. And, I do it inside out. I look for a 95% rejection rate in my prices. I work that way because the 5% makes all my business. So I'm very specific in ruling out rather than ruling in. That was a decision I made about 3 or 4 years ago, and it was a scary place because I was so used to mass messaging and just getting kind of bits in, do you know what I mean? And then I turned that. How healthy do you think that is? Do you think that's, it fits my business because I'm a one to few business, not a one to many business. And which I feel is probably the majority of the coaching world.
Yeah, I mean, if that works for you, then that's how you market, right? I mean, look at, I don't know, fast fashion brands, for example, the industry to understand well, it's for everybody. Buy this top to make you feel better. Look at this poster. You want a life like her or him. You know, like everybody wants that. And they know that. So it's easy for them to sell something to everybody. And then they look at the pricing as well. If your pricing is going to outprice 95%, that's the only way you can market. And I think marketing is about attracting people to you as much as it's about repelling. It's about both. It's not just about attracting people, it's also repelling people that are not your right customers.
That's such an interesting statement there. And I think more people want to hear that. More people want to understand that marketing is about creating a rejection rate as much as it is about creating a responsive rate, a yes rate. But then also, when we think about, tell me a little about what digital marketing feels like to you. What does it feel like to you? And that's quite a broad question. So let me add a little more in it. When I think about digital marketing, I'm thinking about, video. I'm thinking about message with a video. Or is that video marketing? Is digital marketing different to that? That's why I kind of want to understand what is the I don't know, the essence of what digital marketing is.
Digital marketing is anything you put out there digitally. So it could be video, it could be photos, it could be emails, it could be YouTube, it could be anything that you put out there digitally. It could even involve a lead magnet that people to capture people's emails. That's also part of it. Ads part of it, whether it's a video or an image. Me going live on Facebook is part of it. It's all part of the same strategy. So anything that we put out digitally that is not printed, for me, that is digital marketing. And when we look at the strategy, I think we need to involve all of those parts as well. They all work together. We can't just have a Facebook group, for example, and not a Facebook page or no email. So, you know, we have to look at everything together, all of the different variety of ways of communicating
So
digitally.
many in business are trying their own right now. I mean, I know this, a lot of businesses are trying their own digital marketing, and I'm probably going to say that's one of my biggest downfalls that I did in the first 10 years was trying my own digital marketing. And what you realize is where you think you're good in it, you're actually not, because you're missing the most important gaps that you're not getting to, and the consistency, the continuity. That's what I find people struggle with. You see people do waves of 3 months, and then all of a sudden they're gone. And then they think coming back 6 months later, they can just pick back up when actually you're flatlined. Because this consistency is what matters, isn't it, Shashin, for the digital
Yeah,
market?
it's really important. I spoke to a personal trainer recently, and it works the same as if you imagine going to the gym. You go to the gym for 3 weeks or 3 months, and then you stop for a year. When you go back again, you have to start from scratch. But if you go for 3 months, you have a weekend's break, and then you go back, you start at 3 months minus 2 days. So I think marketing should be viewed in the same way. It's a little bit like exercising and working out, right? So every time you stop, you have to start almost from the beginning again. But if you're consistent, then you slowly will build a little bit of progress. It might not seem like a big progress because you're watching it all the time and it's incremental, just like building your muscles. It's the same.
Wow. I love how you put it that way, because that makes it so much easier to understand, especially for
Does that
someone
make sense,
myself.
though?
Oh, that was such a beautiful way of describing it. Because also I think that people who do marketing, they do measure in a way you should measure, which is the amount of likes, the amount of perhaps message, the people messaging and things like this. Because there's a lot of invisible action or a lot of invisible connecting that's going on in the background that we don't see from our posts and things. And that I think people give up. Even with a professional digital marketer, do you find that people give up with you, love?
Yeah, all the time. They come on board, and then so the contract that we sign is minimum 3 months. After 3 months, some people get really good results depending on how much budget and all of those things, the strategies, their team, our team. So it depends on a lot of different things. So 3 months, they come on board. Some people say, well, don't think that they've sold anything, but that's because we were not selling during that time. Perhaps that was the strategy. Or they get impatient and then they stop. And then they try to do it themselves and they come back 3 months later. It's like, can you help? Well, then you should have probably just stayed with us and we could have made much more progress in that time rather than starting again. So I think people do become impatient with it. And it does take time. It is not a magic button. It's not, I think some people come to us to think, okay, can you just sort this out and sell, I don't know how many products or courses for me by next week? Well, I'm sorry, it doesn't work like that. Although, if you had a huge budget, we can put some ads in. But even running ads takes a little bit of time because the algorithm needs to start working. We need to tweak. We need to make sure the messaging is right. And then we can put money in. So it could work if you've got millions. Yeah, give it to us. We'll make it happen. But it doesn't happen if you're going to do organically.
People do completely underestimate the size of digital marketing because they underestimate the size of social media right now. What we're going to do there, Shoshane, we're going to quickly jump into our first commercial. We've made it to our first commercial this week. We didn't quite get there last week, happy days. So I'm going to just run us through now and then we'll be back, listeners, in 90 seconds. We're going to jump back into, the truth of what it takes in order to create a sustainable digital marketing platform. Happy days and yes.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Start your day the right way with Revive Active's range of super supplements and get the most out of life. Take one power-packed sachet, mix with water, and enjoy a super tasty health drink at work, at home, or on the go. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to optimize your health and well-being to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, and more. No filler, no stimulants, no artificial colors or preservatives. Just the right mix of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and hero ingredients to help you put back what life takes out. Try our 7-day or 30-day boxes and use code UK Radio to get a free supplement shaker. Revive Active, super supplements for a super you.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue. Hosted by Sophie.health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.health, reconnecting people and plants.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Happy days! Yes, and you with myself, Paul Rees, on UK Health Radio. Absolutely, I'm here every week, a couple of times a week, banging into your earworm. Yes, I said it, your earworm. Banging in there and bringing to you some of the beautifulest, wonderfulest mindset leaders in industry. And today we have nothing less than that with Shashane Yang. Doesn't spell it that way, though. It's T-Z-E. Shashane Yang. It's beautiful. I mean, it knocks Paul Rees out of the park. Do you know what I mean? Who are you, Paul Rees? Oh, really? Who are you, Shashane Yang? I won't forget that name. It is. It's wonderful. And Shashane, before we go any further, what are your contact details, love?
Hello at We Disrupt Agency. If you need to get hold of me via email, website is wedisruptagency.com. And if you remember how to spell my name, you can find me on LinkedIn under my name, T-Z-E-C-H-I-N-G-Y-E-U-N-G.
And we will put that out. We will put that out in all the details when it goes out there. All the social media stuff will go out with the show as it does always. And, you know, before we go into the purpose of this, of your business and everything that comes with that, I want to just say that let's talk reality, listeners. Because here's the thing. Don't think that just working with a digital marketing skilled person like Shashane is going to be the magic wand within 3 months. It is not. I've been 3 years on my YouTube channel with COVID in between mind. And effectively, I'm only now touching up to my 6K subscribers. So I have 6,000 subscribers. I post about 4 videos a week. Plus I have a whole tour planned, and I'm that's the kind of dedication it takes. Now, there is quicker ways. I've been 1 foot in, 1 foot out of my YouTube channel, and I've realized you can't do that. You've got to be fully committed, and you know, and decide your platform. If it's going to be Reels, it's going to be Shorts. We have two different platforms there. If it's going to be TikTok, you've got to decide your platform. That doesn't mean you can't be anywhere else. I'm YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn. LinkedIn, I have a lot of coverage on there because I have people promoting me out on LinkedIn because I do a product that provides that. Same for Facebook, but YouTube, that's going to be my earner. I'm going to be a big, I'm paying it forward to get paid back by YouTube, but trust me, you have to understand the amount of work because Paul Rees is a tiny pinhead within the pinhead within the pinhead of awareness on social media. That's the range that we're looking at here. And you believe, Shashane, people just don't get the size of it.
No. It's huge. I mean, everything we do, look at how many messages we get every second. We're scrolling through all of that, every single piece of content. It's marketing, essentially. A person or a business or a product or a service is all marketing, all of that. Every email you receive, how many emails do you get? Yeah. I mean, I guess so many I couldn't even find our link today.
It's so true, isn't it? It's like, you know, when I'm looking at my phone, I'm only registering what I am seeing. There's another 100 million things going on that I can't even see. And, you know, there are millions of uploads every second, they say.
Every your second. Mind can't process it all, right?
Yeah. And we think about it, think, wow, if there's millions every second, then mine is not even a pinhead of recognition. And I'm saying, why are you not seeing me? Wait, Paul Rees. What do you think you are? Some kind of blanket God? No, you're not the universe. And that is what you're dealing with, Shashane, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So how do you make your product stand out? How does that happen? You know, is that even possible?
Of course it is. I think what you need to focus on, I mean, your people will know who you are, You know, like they all know who Paul Rees is. And it's the same with a product, right? You need to know who you need to speak to and sell to.
Yeah.
And if those people know you, that is enough. You don't need the whole globe to know your products. You just need to know your audience. And maybe you don't need to sell 5 billion units. Maybe that's not even part of your plan. If it is, then your strategies are different. Mm-hmm. If it isn't, if you can only sell 100 units, then hone in to those 100 people and then sell to them directly. And that's all you need. People are too concerned about numbers. It's irrelevant. It is irrelevant. If I've got 5 billion people on my account that don't care about what I'm selling or what I'm doing and talking about, it doesn't matter. Yeah. I'd rather have 100 people who care about me and what I do.
Now,
so I think it's a different way of looking at it.
Wow. That makes sense. And you're right. People are just measuring numbers instead of measuring the quality of numbers.
Exactly.
Wow.
And people buy numbers. How many people? And also, I think a lot of people have to be aware as well that a lot of the big accounts actually have bought their followers. It happens, mm-hmm. not all. So don't compare yourself to them. And also, they may have a team working behind them to get the content out every day. If you're on your own, why would you compare yourself with the bigger accounts? Because it's just you doing it. Mm-hmm. They have 10 people working behind them getting all the content out, or maybe they have bought those followers. So you're not getting the full picture.
Let me answer a question. You know, everybody's going for this viral something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have a viral piece of marketing, a viral video, does that have any more strength than having a loyal 500 people that are connected with you because they value your values?
Virality is good. It makes you visible.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of communications and connecting with the right audience and selling a product and service, no. Because depending on what that video is, right?
Yeah.
If I've got 500 people coming to me, and they actively want to buy from me,
mm-hmm.
versus 5 billion people who've seen my video of me dancing down the street, which one is going to benefit me more? It will be the 500 people.
That is just such, that is.
I'll take 50.
That is such a beautiful thing to hear, because people have a misconception with you know, digital marketing, viral and all these things. But let me come back in, because I have a human being on the other end of the screen called Shashane Young. So we had a brief conversation in our practice radio show, which was talked about what brought you into this, which was not liking marketing, which was imposter syndrome, which was all the things that effectively got in the way of you selling your business efficiently. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, this was, well, not accident, but I used to run a sustainable kids brand, and I really strongly believed in it. And I spent so much time trying to make the fashion industry better by coming up with new solutions and how it can become more sustainable in the way that we produce and consume fashion. And I loved it. And it was going, okay, but it never really got to the point where we could scale it, because I never talked about it. I was just too focused on creating a solution, but I was not, I guess, brave enough to get out there and speak to people outside of my own comfort zone. And it needed that. And that's why when I stopped with the production because of environmental reasons, I didn't want to produce anymore because we have enough of clothing on this earth and so on.
Yeah.
I decided to launch this We Disrupt agency to help other business owners do what I didn't do, because that is essentially what kept my business small at the time.
Wow.
Because we needed marketing and I didn't market it. And I see that all the time with a lot of people within the sustainability space, where they come up with amazing solutions to change the world. And 200 people know about it. But they need 5 million people to know about it so that we can all change the world together. And that is the frustration. And I think that's why I got into marketing and wanted to share what I know, because over the years running my own business for more than 10 years, I've learned so much about marketing, But still, there was a lot of imposter syndrome. So I didn't go out there. I had a lot of knowledge. Mm-hmm. Didn't mean that I would go out there and do it. So I wanted to share that with other business owners and, you know, help them get out there more. Even if they don't want to do it, I can take that over from them and say, hey, you've got an amazing product. Let's get it out there. Let's change the world together. And that's always my message. Let's do it together so we can change the world together.
Well, and that takes me into a conversation we previously had, which was one of your other many skills, which is the emotional change therapist. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to take the word therapist away and put emotional change in human being. And, you know, having these skills that you have, being through the imposter syndrome, and it's a beautiful thing to work with. I love my imposter syndrome. Keeps me on my toes. I really do. I love it. That's why I do a lot of keynote speaking. So me and my imposter syndrome can get on and have a relationship. Mm-hmm. So when we think about that, the imposter syndrome, you know, emotional change, going not having the worth to sell yourself the way you could have. You've got that cap and gown now. You've been in those life studies. And, you know, that's such an asset to have when you meet your clients and get to understand and dig deep into, okay, where does no come from for you? And, you know, what is it? What part of your drama, trauma, or armor is preventing you from being proud to sell your business? Because surely you have to start there first, do you think?
Yeah, I think the reason why I got into the whole emotional change is for me, right? To become a better business owner, to become a better marketer for me.
Yeah.
And now knowing how to do that, and I recognize that in a lot of people, most people, everyone, I would say, have a little bit of that. It never really does go away. And I think as a marketer or business owner, we do need to be comfortable digging a little bit deeper to see what is holding us back. Mm-hmm. Like, why are you not staying out there? Why are you not on stage? We may say, well, we are scared. Maybe we are scared because something happened when we were 5 years old and we had to speak in front of the class. So it's about digging that little bit deeper to understand it and then be able to overcome it. So having the skills that I have now, I can directly work with the business owners and track back a little bit with them and make them feel safe enough to deal with those issues so that they can then move forward and then they can talk about themselves and they can go and do lives because it's not scary anymore. It's overcoming those blockages. And sometimes we don't know. We don't know that we have blockages in our lives. We just think that that is the way we are. That's the way we're built, but it's not.
Well, Shashin, you are far more than a digital marketing expert, girl. You are the full package. You get right into the essence of the person you work with, bring that forward, create it into a really authentic, purposeful message to why it is we want to purchase anything, whether it's services, product from that person. Because we are different now. You know, we're no longer business to business or person to person. We are trading heart to heart. And it's going closer than that now. You know, the know-like trust expectation has far exceeded the About You page. It is now full deep dive expectation. You know, I do deep dive interviews for a living. I travel all over the world doing these episodes, series for people. Because there's a realization, if you want to collaborate in a high net worth event, they have to be able to know you as a human being, not a human doing. And I feel very short time from now, the About page is going to be a video. It'll not be text. It'll not be audio. There'll be an expected deep dive series of, I want to know exactly what it is I'm working with, purchasing from, or buying from. Mm-hmm. It is going that way. And I see that what you have, the asset of your life experiences, has this package already in place. It's very beautiful. Really is. You know, and we talked about this in our last practice run also, which was people don't know how to sell. So we have a package. I don't know how to sell me package. We touched on this. It is a beautiful package. And I'm going to put it out there because I know I saw it on Facebook where you put something out. Always in LinkedIn. But watch out for this because lovely Shashin is going to put something out there, which is I don't know how to sell me because that is a beautiful product because you didn't, you do. And by knowing you do, you will work with all those people who are, I don't know how to sell me. but I have a beautiful package. And that is such a gap, not a gap in a market, but a gap in emotional need. There's a different market. The emotional market and selling market are two different places. Do you feel that for yourself?
Yeah, for sure. And I think a lot of business owners don't realize that, especially smaller business owners, this is actually a huge competitive advantage that we have as a small business owner versus the big giants, because they can't connect in the way that we can with our buyers. We can connect directly, but you know, like if you are, I mean, even the bigger companies actually do it now. They, even the big CEOs of the multinational global companies will every now and then come and appear, but they can't have the same authenticity that we can do have as a small business owners, because we can go through the whole process of why we created this and, you know, and tell our story as well. That whole why is so important. It is really, and it is going to go that way. And I think it's really important that we learn how to do it. And I don't know how to sell me. It is going to change a lot of things for people, because they need to know how to sell. It is not just about putting the right ad out there anymore. It's not just about having the right text, like you say, out there anymore. It is essentially just making connections, human to human connections. And that is how we're going to sell, because robots can't do that yet.
No. And you know, the strange thing is, Shashane, also, they've been doing this in the music industry for years. They've been presenting the energy. Now, I'm very mixed about the authenticity of that energy, because everything is manufactured and can be manufactured. But I believe in the business world, we are having to work inwardly to sell outwardly now, not sell outwardly to gain ourselves inwardly. Finally, it's reversed. And how do you see that playing out in marketing also?
Like I said, I think it's the same. We have to sell from our hearts. That's how, there are so many products out there. What's going to make us stand out is that connection. Mm. And people can see through if it's not real connection. They can sense it, right? We can, if I'm not being inauthentic with you now, even if I just look around in the room, you'll be able to tell that I'm not actually paying attention to you, that I don't actually care about what you say. People are so in tune with it now. So that I think that is the way that we can connect with people. And you can do it with, we've got social media here. You can do that one to many, not just one to one. It's not just about selling one to one and having these deep conversations. If you've got the right audience, you've got the right strategies, you can do that one to many, one to millions in that same connection. It's about connections.
I love it. I love we're going this way, girl. Now, what we're going to do is, listeners, we're going to jump into our last commercial. When we come back there, we're going to dive into what this lady's business looks like. We're going to be going there. And, of course, contact details. So we're going to be back in about 90 seconds. I always say that, but I think it's a bit more. And I'll catch you on the other side. Happy days. Let's do this. Hit the right button, Paul. Boom!
UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
Stop suffering with pet-related allergies when near dogs and cats. Great news, you can feel safe around pets with NasalGuard for pet lovers. NasalGuard topical gel blocks pet dander, hair, and dust mites from entering your nasal passages. Try NasalGuard for pet lovers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about NasalGuard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and
cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, Every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Oh, happy days. Yes, you were with myself, Paul Rees, on UK Health Radio with the amazing, funky, digital magician, Shashane Yang. Happy days, Shashane. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me back.
Now, before we went in, you know, here's the thing. I want to do two things. I would like to, first of all, if I come to you, you know, what am I expecting? Because you talk about working for 3 months, but I don't think that's enough, you know. And I'm going to guess it would take too long for us to go through everything that you cover because every business is different.
Mm-hmm. 3 months is only the initial minimum contract. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that we only work for 3 months. We don't. That is for you to get comfortable with our services, for us to get to know your business. It's a mutual thing. Maybe we don't want to work with you after 3 months as well. It happens. Because we only work with businesses who essentially are making a positive impact. What if in 3 months' time I realize what you told me in the beginning, actually, it is not fitting in. So it is for us to really get to know each other for three months.
Wow.
And then from then on, and also it's a testing period as well. Like, can we work together? Do these ads work? Does this strategy work? And, you know, like, it's essentially getting to know each other and the messaging and all of that. We test things. And then we work on a monthly basis. Wow. Forever, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
Because it takes time to build anything.
It's certainly an emotional relationship. But, you know, let me come into something else, because we touched on this, which is I don't know how to sell. Which is a product that we just made up on this radio show, but we know has a whole lot of legs to it. So let's look at this. I don't know how to sell. Where's this going to go? SME world? I'm going to say yes. What do you think?
Yes, SME definitely.
World. I don't know how to sell SME world. And we know that it's no good going directly to the brand new business owner because they're too egotistical to pay for marketing yet.
Yes.
And
but it could be because they need to learn how to market themselves. They can't afford to pay for marketing yet, but they need to learn how to sell themselves.
Well, it's a workshop.
Yeah, it could be a workshop. It could be a half day, 1 day, 2 weekend workshop, right? For those initial people, because they can't afford to do it. That's why they have to learn to do it themselves.
Now we've got a workshop. So we've got possibly a 3-4 section workshop, which has got videos, PDFs, and time with Shashane Yang.
Yeah, we can deal with some of those limitations that's blocking you, perhaps, on the one-to-one. You're like really uncover and go deep into, like, why are you not selling your products? What is holding you back? What happened when you were 5 years old?
Oh, wow. So here we go, listeners, on air, right now on the show, Shashane Yang has just designed her product for the SME new startup business owners, which is called I Don't Know How to Sell Me. You will go through a whole unfolding of what that looks like in you. You will learn how to understand that, appreciate it. Plus, you will, within that, there'll be a package of some kind that helps you get out there and all these beautiful things. But what we need to know is, where do we find you, Shashane? What's your details, love?
Hello at WeDisruptAgency.com. So email me if you want to find out more about this program as we are building it now.
This is just amazing. It's
exciting, Paul.
It is. I don't know how to sell me package with Shashane Yang. This is just absolutely beautiful. I love it. I love where this show has gone, girl. And you know what? We are out of time completely. Actually,
oh no.
Yeah, it's done, girl. It's done. We're out of time. The 52 minutes went like that for sure. And I get Ralph, we don't put the ads in. So here we are, reach out to Shane Yang. Give me those details once again, quickly before we shut off.
Hello at wedisruptagency.com.
Perfect. That's where we'll find out. You're going to see this product out there. Shane, it's been beautiful. How do we spell that name? T-Z-E-C-H-I-N-G.
Y-E-U-N-G. That's it. Find me on LinkedIn if you remember how to spell it.
You will find her. You can't miss her. It's absolutely amazing. So Shane, you have an amazing day. Thank you ever so much for sharing your wisdom, your heart, and everything that you are here to do.
Thank you, Paul, for having me.
Happy days. Until this time next week, listeners. Boom! Bye for now. Emotion.